So I'd like to carry on, and the first radical, I think following Krishnamurti, quite radical thing I want to say is that in the Satipatthana Sutta that is the main text that is inspiring the Vipassana movement and the sort of neo-Theravada revolution in Western Buddhism. It's a very strange thing at the end. It says, it won't take years, it won't take months, it will just take 7 days for you to reach Nirvana. You follow this instruction and it will take just 7 days. And there's no other sutta that I know that says such a thing. I never read it in any other sutta. Such a statement, and it sort of wakes you up. Well, what? I've been sitting for 30 years, and what's this 7 day? But it's pointing to something I think which is important about mindfulness. That of all the parts of the Dharma path, it seems to be the one that kind of takes you all the way. And why it takes you all the way is because it may at the beginning feel dualistic. That means I am here watching the breath. I am looking at the bird flying, or I am feeling the touch of the earth. But inherently, mindfulness is non-dual. It is directing you to be a participator in the universe and not a separate unit. Because it brings the mind in touch with the world and such that the two are one. And it's right at the beginning of the Satipatthana Sutta in which this is expressed, where it says, for example, how do you meditate? How do you be mindful of the body? See the body in the body, not thinking about the body, not being busy with the body, not be the body, see the body in the body. In other words, the bodiness of the body. That's it. No concept, no this, no separation, no fantasy, no change needed, no manipulation, nothing to repair, nothing to fix, nothing, you know, nothing to get, nothing. Just put the mind is the body when it's in the body. That's a very non-dual instruction, meaning become one, really. The mind become one with the body, the bodiness of the body. So it's kind of starts right at the beginning. It tells this is the direction. And mindfulness in its samasati, its fruition, its fulfillment, is about absorption and release of the self completely into the world, and the unification of self and world, so that you are the world and the world is you, which is basically enlightenment. It's inviting you to be totally free of all construction and be right there, in like the Zen say, first there was you and the mountain. Then there's just the mountain, and then again there's you and the mountain. Like asking you to go through the stages of absorption, and then you go back in the world and as an awakened person. So because mindfulness has that quality of taking you all the way, it's a spiritual, definitely got a spiritual agenda. And It's close to the non-dual teaching which you hear a lot from Advaita, which is witnessing, which is 24-hour witnessing. So you become the witness, and the witness is you, and it brings you into a kind of state of mind of being the universal witness, if you like. Your consciousness then merges in some way with the universe, become universal witness by practicing witnessing. So I think one that, you know, number one value we're talking, what I wanted to really talk about now is, what are the values values of awakening are not just values of mindfulness are not just bare attention. It's not bare, it's not minimal, it's not a computer. It's really, one of the values is, this is an awakening practice. And for this, I think it's become so important it's kind of leading as a practice, which is regarded as Buddhist meditation. So how does this actually work more in a microscope? The way it happens is, we have a tension, and the attention is usually pulled by interests. I want a cup of tea, so my attention goes to the kitchen. It doesn't go to the wall. It goes to the kitchen. And if something interrupts me and says hello, then my attention goes to the person. My attention is always pulled by what is needed at the time. And in mindfulness, we in some way or other direct the attention, so it's not just non-choice, completely just whatever's happening is fine. The attention is directed, for example, to the breath, or to where there is some direction or some intention. And then, because in a way, at every moment there's millions of impressions. There's loads of impressions coming into the senses. Every moment, loads of impressions. At this minute, if you can think how much our brain is knowing, all the cells of the body are knowing. Hi. Israel. Hi, Israel. אנחנו עדיין, maybe זה לוקח קצת זמן. יש לך זמן? בגלל היה לנו שינויים והשיחה עם הרבה דיון was extended. So enjoy yourself, sit. אני חושב, אוקיי, יופי, מצוין. כן, תשב. שני מילים, הקונטקסט של השיחה זה על מיינדפולנס, תשומת לב. ועברנו הרבה שלבים והרבה נושאים. עכשיו אנחנו בתוך העולם של ערכים של מיינדפולנס. מה, שזה לא רק שאנחנו כמו ריק, כלי ריק שמקבל את הכל. יש איזה סוג של עדיפות או כיוון נכון או ערכים. So what happens is we choose something that we feel is helpful to us, such as the breath, and such as the space. But that first impressions are just the beginning. The first impressions we are kind of offering, the first turning of the attention offers material to our understanding. So it offers, like when we see, we need a consciousness to know what we see. In mindfulness meditation, or in meditation, there is impressions coming into the senses, and these are offered, these are brought towards our as chomer gelem. What do we see with this chomer? What do we do with this raw material, chomer gelem? One of the things we do is notice, for example, we begin to notice things about it that we didn't notice before. So we push boundary, and this is Dafka Zeh Biglal Zeh Izmanti Yisrael Achakach Atanir. She'ed b'tzumat b'enayim shel mindfulness ze potech delatot she'b'derech automati, b'ofen automati lo ro'im. V'aneshimot anachnu potchim et kufsa shel neshimot she'ze yoter pratim v'yoter katan or yoter rachav or shechvot shel tzumat lev. Shechvot, biglal ha-mindfulness. So the first impression is just simply first impression. This is taken to as chomer gelem, to like consciousness that begins to work on it and open it. There's a word for this in the Pali which is sampajana. Sampajana means clear understanding, and the word sati, mindfulness, always goes with clear understanding. The two always go together. There's not mindfulness like a computer that you just blank tsumat lev. It always goes with the intention to be clear. And clear in the Dharma language is defined as knowing the way things pass. That they come, they arrive, and they pass. Or things have a context. Because of a context, this thing, ha-reka, this thing happens. Knowing something about the context, ha-reka, Amneshimot yichol liot mukutzar v'mitkavetz. As a context, as anachnu lo rak roim, okay, neshima mukavetz, pitom anachnu yodim, yesh metach. Yesh metach b'mizgeret shel haguf nefesh. Ze mitkavetz eta. As mashu avanot sheba ze holech biyachad. So we're not trying to just be a neutral, non-understanding, which is often a mistake. People think mindfulness is to be, you know, כמו tabula rasa כל הזמן, זה לא נכון. אנחנו רוצים להוציא את המיץ, להוציא את ההבנה, להוציא את החוכמה. And the another, ומאז, אנחנו כן מזמינים עוד חוכמה בתוך הרגע ש it's called wise attention, the attention to be wise, to be helpful. איזה תשומת לב צריך להיות לעזור לנו, לא להיות רק תשומת לב. יש לנו בראש או בהבנה או בכיוון מה שעוזר לנו. לדוגמה, אם אנחנו בתוך בתוך ויכוח עם מישהו, אנחנו יכול להיות בתשומת לב כזה ריק ואומר אוקיי, צעקות, צלילים, אנרגיות אגרסיביות, you know, difficult situation, or we can look with the eyes of the Four Noble Truths and see how the suffering of this person makes him or her angry right now, and how the difficulty this person faces himself or herself leads to anger, and how the anger then touches you, and how you are affected by the anger and it makes vibration inside. That's mindfulness. So that's a chain of understanding. So mindfulness goes with understanding, with wise attention. And it's just important to see that that is a value. Yesh erech ba mindfulness. Because our kol be'etzem tzavua is colored by who we are. Anachnu lo yichol liot b'hashlaya she'anachnu rek. She'anachnu kvar rek legamrei. Our kol chavaya ze kvar im olam shel sankaras or shel, you know, shel, we're in the middle of our life. We have conditions and conditioning. We are a person. So our impressions are already colored. So we have to be honest and not pretend that somehow or other everything we're mindful of is totally already absolutely free. There is absolute freedom there, but we're also a person with experience and with a history and with a color we put on things. And for that reason, we choose what is healthy for us in mindfulness. And that's why the example I gave of a soldier who is perhaps very mindful, ready to shoot somebody, is not, we can't call it mindfulness. We can call it attention, we can call it sharpness, we can call it concentration. Can't call it mindfulness, because mindfulness has an agenda of healthy spiritual growth and wholesome. In the Dharma we say, where you put your attention, that is who you become. Wherever you put your attention, that's who you become. So you want to put your attention in healthy things, not in things that are unhealthy for you or make you pain. A good example, actually, and then Israel is here, so I give you another odd sipur, b'glal ha'tapur, sipur pashut, lifnei shnatayim haya li od baya, berech hazeh, berech ha'sheni, v'yoter ritzini, v'ani lo ritziti nituach v'zeh v'zeh, az halachti liYisrael, Yisrael amar li, mazkir li, l'halicha im Tzumat lev chacham, v'tzumat lev b'mikre hazeh haya, or mindfulness, haya largish et ha'berech rakah k'mo avir, sheyesh avir b'toch ha'berech. And ani asiti ze, v'ze lokech zman, aval halachti arbeh im arbeh tzumat lev b'toch ha'berech, v'b'toch ha'prakim acherim gam, sheyem kolam ovdim levad, כמו אוויר או גומי, תשומת לב הזה. וממש, אני לא יכול להגיד בוודאות שזה מרפא, אבל אני מרגיש שזה מרפא, בגלל זה הברך ממש מרפא את עצמו בלי בעיות. So that's wholesome. So mindfulness does have agenda. It is something we should be aware of, and it has these values. It has a direction. And because of that, it's also ethical. Yes, there's a social ethica. There's ethics inside meditation. And we think meditation is not ethical. But of course it is ethical. Because meditation is fundamentally an ethical act. Because it purifies us. And therefore, whenever we act in the world, the actions will be different. And most harm is done not from willingness to hurt, but from blindness. That we just react automatically. We don't see what goes on. We're ignorant and we create harm. We don't notice pain of ourselves or others. So, in some way, the mindfulness is standing there always to show us who we are, what is helpful, what is not helpful, what is give us pain and dukkha, recognizing dukkha. It prevents us really misusing, or I mean, just think of how much damage is created by thought, which is out of control and controlling us, like thought of deep anger, and how much we then react, throw it on people, throw it on ourselves, throw it on our children or our whatever relationships, all the time throwing out our deep anger in a way we don't even notice we do it, and it just keeps going on and on and on, and we can't help it, we just get irritated, you know, atzpanut kol hazman, or I don't know, kol minei things we, you know, that we throw out in the world. We're not seeing this chain of thought, and we're not dealing with it, and we're not noticing it, and we're not softening it, and we're not letting it go, reducing it. So mindfulness is able to watch the stream of consciousness, and watching it like kind of keeping an eye on who we are, and it really, you know, just sometimes you watch the people, you know, how, and you know Dharma people together can be, it can be so sweet. Well, spiritual people together, doesn't matter really, Dharma, it doesn't have to be Dharma, but authentic spiritual souls, when they get together, could be so sweet and could be so helpful and so careful of each other and thinking of each other and so on. How did it happen? I think it happens from this, just from seeing the stream of thought in you, and just knowing this is not helpful, this is helpful, this is not, this is, you know. So these are the values of and besides that, fundamentally the fruit of mindfulness, a perot of mindfulness itself, something in it changes our relationship with the world. So we become less dependent, less needy, because we're in relationship with the world. If I can feel I stand on this earth and I don't need anything more than I stand on this earth and that's enough, I'm not so needy, I will not make so much damage, I will not be so full of needs and demands and making trouble for myself and for other people. There's something about the mindfulness itself that makes me feel, like the Buddha said, be an island to yourself. Make me solid, autonomic, and self-sufficient and belonging to the world, at home in the world. It's something fundamental, it's really basic, it's really about, I see my relationship with the world, I am in touch with the world, here I am with, you know, instead of struggling and afraid and insecure and obsessed by thought and obsessed by issues and so on. So it's protective. Mindfulness is a protection. You know the story about the bamboo pole, the father and the son. So there was a father and a son, actors, the old Indian story. They were acrobats, and the father had a pole, bamboo pole, and he balanced it on his head, and the son would climb up the pole and be on the top. And the son, and this is in one of the suttas, and the son, the father said to the son, okay, you climb up, I'll watch you, and by me watching you, I'll protect you and we'll protect each other. And the son, who was at the top of the pole, said, no, you watch yourself and I watch myself, and by watching ourselves, we protect each other. And I think it's a good story. It And the Buddha, in the Buddhist text, says, what does it mean, watch yourself? It means mindful. I am mindful of myself, and this way I protect you.
Double meaning, watch yourself.
Yeah. Okay. It's that's the way it's translated, but it's mindful to be. It does, yes. Watch yourself means, yeah. Look after yourself, kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's more or less, I just finished with a few words about the fruits. We become a mirror of the world. By being mindful, we're a mirror. Mirroring means the world and us are mirroring each other. And and it brings it its own magic. It is not being disconnected and separate from the world. It's an answer to some of the questions coming up in the last meeting of questions about detachment and so on. But mindfulness is really about being a sort of being aware of you and the world is like being aware of you as a wave and being aware of you as the ocean. Because your sense of belonging, you're there and you're being, you're there as a wave and you're also there as the ocean. It helps you to make that bridge. Ani hagal v'ani gam asui mimayim kamo kol ha'okeanos. So yeah, I have a couple of questions and then we'll move on. Yeah. אני לא רואה סתירה. אני, you know, אישי, אני רואה סתירה רק אם אין לך, אין לנו אנרגיה לעשות את הכל, אז צריך איזה interest. And I think there's so many people who are busy with the analytic mind, and so few people that are ready to be mindful. I think we're making a big contribution if we can be mindful. That like there's so many professors who are so, you know, who really, if the professors of social justice, of this, who are so full of history and so full of learning and read so many books and written so many books, But they haven't managed to make peace in 100 years in between Israel and Palestine, for example. It like needs something else. So I think that we, you know, maybe have a role to be different. And I mean, it's your choice, but I just feel that it's a limited knowledge to learn this material. It's important, but I can see how it also is one-sided. And I think the mindfulness is needed. Its responsibility is responsibility. Our ability to respond, to give, la give, la davar nachon, la sot davar nachon. Ech anachnu mevin ma ze nachon, im anachnu lo betzumat lev v'modaud v'nochachut. Az anachnu lo yodea ech la give, le matzav kashe, o le matzav chevrati, o le acherim. Ze doresh mindfulness kedei lavin ech la give, to be responsible. Responsibility. So my sense is it's quite a rare, it's a nadir, the odd mindful, and it's valuable. And it needs to complete the lashlim to the other side, which is all the intellectual knowledge and all the books that exist and so on. We can read them as well, but I feel this is very special. This kind of gives us a special role in situations. I also want to answer a question from Colette about her hevdel between spontaneity and non-reactivity. Very, very quickly. The question about spontaneity, liot spontani, betoch ha'olam, or לא להגיב, to not to react. ואני רואה non, לא להיות אוטומט, I think is what you mean. And it's a subtle, it isn't so clear, this difference. It's not such a להיות, because לפעמים אנחנו צריך להיות פחות יותר אוטומט. שדברים זורמים לבד. But I think in terms of our consciousness that spontaneity is the rishoniyut, is to be the first thought and be there. Bimkom kol ha-machshavot v'kol ha-ibud v'kol ha-magalim v'kol ha-papancha v'kol ha-hitrabut shel machshavot shel safek the chiput the nadned the as spontaneity ze bimkom ze ze chatach the aval ze b'modaut. And non-reactivity is kind of is not being there, not being aware of it, it's just happening, and it's valuable. Both are needed. So I tell you why I invited Israel. אני הזמנתי ישראל לתת כמה מילים, ואני צריך להגיד שישראל חבר שלי, הוא גר כמוני הרבה שנים בכפר, ואנחנו עובדים ביחד כזה בקליאן המיטה, כמו חבר רוחני, ובמשך השנים היה לישראל הרבה שלבים, כמו אני וכמו אתם, עם הדגש של הכיוון רוחני היה, או האובייקט של מיינדפולנס, לעשות את זה באופן קצת טכני, בשפה קצת, היה אחר. אני זוכר שנים שאתה סיפרת לי ואחרים about עבודה עם גרביטציה, עם משקל, שבעצם זה מה שאנחנו עושים במדיטציה, בהליכה גם, משקל, כסוג של פתח או תשומת לב. אז בזמן האחרון ישראל היה לו מצא לו כיוון אחר, או ואני הזמנתי לו, מעניינתי לך לספק קצת על עכשיו התרגול שאני לא רוצה להגיד, אבל הנושא, השטח או השדה של מיינדפולנס מיוחד שהוא בחר לעצמו, ואני רוצה להזמין אותו לספר לנו השדה והתרגול והתוצאות או ההתגלויות על ידי שימוש של השדה או לבחור את השדה מספציפי. I hope I haven't said, לא אמרתי יותר מדי ולא פחות מדי. It's okay if you have to go, just go. אני מציע משהו כמו, למתאים אם אתה מוכן לדבר קצת, אני לא יודע, 10 דקות, רבע שעה, ויש כמה שאלות.
אז רגע, בואו נגמור באמת את זה, כי זה טכני, ששני אנשים יצטרכו לנסוע איתך, וזה עדיף שזה באמת יהיו אנשים שצריכים לצהלה, שאת לא תצטרך להיכנס לתל אביב, כי את חוזרת,
Okay.
Okay.
אתה רוצה לשבת פה? או אתה? בבקשה. Whatever you like. You choose wherever you like.